less humid, high 85. Clear and humid tonight, low 61 inland, 67 at the lakeside. Sunny and humid for tomorrow with a high of 86. Wednesday, warm and humid, intervals of clouds and sun. A shower and thunderstorm in spots farther inland. A high on Wednesday of 86. Thursday, partly sunny, shower and thunderstorm, and a high of 80. For AccuWeather, I'm Steve Williams on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN.
In Kenosha right now, it's 78 degrees, 77 Burlington, Milwaukee 79, and it's 78 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Boy, with all the hot weather, everybody's fired up on top of all that.
Yesterday seemed a lot hotter than the previous 2 days.
Saturday night, I was at Miller Park for the Cubs-Brewers game. And it was toasty in there, man.
Yeah, it can get real warm in there.
They don't have air conditioning in
no.
there. If the roof is closed, it's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept opening and closing the roof.
The weather was going on.
Right, but it started closed, and then they opened it, mm-hmm. and it definitely let a little bit of fresh air in.
Yeah.
And then they closed it again. I didn't know that they were able to do that.
Sure.
Well, I mean, physically they could do, but I didn't think that it was...
By rules?
Yeah. Because it changes the playing conditions.
I suppose they talk based on what the weather's going on. They want it open if they can, obviously. But if the weather conditions dictate that you got to close it, then you close it. But if the opportunity arises to open it up again, then I would think you'd do it.
They kept opening and closing it. You know, it kind of reminds you, Bill Veeck, the former Chicago White Sox owner, he owned the Cleveland Browns
mm-hmm.
back in the – or excuse me, the St. Louis Browns.
St. Louis.
That becomes the Baltimore Orioles when they move from St. Louis. He used to, on the left field wall at Old Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, he had it on a crank, and he would roll it in for the Browns and move it back out for the visiting team. There was no rule. And of course, and then they changed the rule.
Of course.
So I thought that was like the Bill Veeck rule. You couldn't open and close the roof. But then Bill Veeck came into the news again over the weekend because his old throwback jerseys, these were like supposed to be a throwback to, you know, the early 1900s, 1800s, late 1800s look that had the collars, the old White Sox collars. Chris Sale, the White Sox all-star pitcher, he doesn't like that throwback jersey because it's got a collar on it. It flops up and down. And he told the team he never wanted to pitch in those throwback. Well, he was scheduled to pitch Saturday night, and they were scheduled to wear these 1976 throwback. And he threw a hissy fit. And he started cutting off the collars, not only on his jersey, but on his teammates. And he was asked to go home. They put him on a timeout, a five-day timeout. So he's suspended for not five games, for 5 days, which is coincides where he's supposed to come in for his regular rotation.
Yeah, those pitchers always luck out with that junk.
Yeah, so I don't even know if he'll lose any money. But I think he was sending a signal to the White Sox brass, I want out of here.
Well, that could be. They may not let him. Some team may not want him at this point if he does stupid stuff like that. He hurt his team.
He sure did.
You know, you take yourself out of your rotation. Now you've hurt your teammates. And that's not fair. One of my first questions was, well, how many years has he been with the White Sox? And then how many throwback days have they had since he's been with the team?
Well, they have a bunch of throwback jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the only one with the floppy collar that comes and hits his neck while he's pitching. He doesn't want that. So, and he told him. He said, I do not want to pitch. And then it landed on his schedule, on his scheduled start. So,
you know what? And many, I heard, saw some video out of Chicago. Many of the fans that they interviewed said, you know, he's behaving badly with this whole thing.
Well, he's not a good teammate, that's for sure.
You're paid to pitch. Pitch.
Speaking of not a good teammate, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is out as the DNC chair. She wasn't a good teammate.
At the end of the week, yeah.
During the primary, she did not treat the Bernie people fair. We're going to be talking with Democratic Assembly Leader Peter Barker from the Philadelphia Convention coming up after sports and a minute of John Tesh's intelligence for your life. It's all coming next on your radio friend.
Hi, I'm Dan from the Edelweiss. People always ask me, what's so different about the Edelweiss dinner cruises?